late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Brenzi. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the degens, the hardcores, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. So we're breaking it down here on the Twisted Tuesday and just getting caught up with what happened today in baseball. Pretty crazy stuff. A pitcher hit a grand slam for the first time since 2018. And this Yanoa dude, guy's hitting like 385 on the season now. He's got two home runs, and he's really pitching his ass off as well. MVP. So the San Francisco Giants had quite a strange day today. All right, so the Giants had a 10-0 lead in the first inning. And, you know, I just want to applaud Major League Baseball and the Players Association, actually, for not putting in a rule that, you know, the mercy rule. You guys play Little League rules right now. You play in Little League parks, Little League rules. Surprise, you just didn't say, all right, once you're down by 10, the game's over. Don't worry, that's coming. Just like the home run derby stuff will be coming soon enough. Don't worry, that's coming. They're doing that in the Pioneer League now. Strange day, though, for San Francisco. So it could have been a great day, still a decent day. They get the split. But we're going to pull a Barry Horowitz. And, of course, if you remember old school WWF, not this E-crap, WWF, all right? Remember Barry Horowitz used to, you know, pat himself on the back. That's what we're going to have to do here, since no one else is going to do it. We'll do it ourselves. So San Francisco's up 10-0 in the first game. And we tell you guys this all the time. In-game action is where it's at. They're taking these big numbers. So San Francisco's up 10-0 first inning. You're getting 8.5 runs. It was a 7-inning game, but you're getting 8.5 runs with a team that hasn't even batted yet at Coors Field. All right? They hit a grand slam. There was two grand slams in that game. Three grand slams today on the diamond. San Francisco hit a grand slam to make it 10-0. And then Colorado hit a grand slam to make it 10-4. And then San Francisco scored another two. And we win the bet at +8.5. And then, boom, they're playing again. I see San Francisco's up 2-0 in the first inning. And I'm getting +2.5. I say, you know what? We're going to, you know, let's take our Colorado money and throw it in here again. Bush Mountains? We were in Bush Mountain country. Said, so, let's have another one. And they come back and win outright. We didn't have that.
Are you one of us?
We've just got one question.
Do you like
we do.
Do you like winning?
What a coincidence.
So do we. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball,
home plate.
Basketball, the net.
Sports talk right here.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Well, too bad. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down here. A lot of stuff to get to. You know what? So we had the NFL draft, and that was real cool. We really took a lot of, you know, we had a lot of fun. We put a lot of effort into it. We won a lot of money. We crushed it. We went 12-2. And then there was a little bit of that withdrawal after. It's like, oh, man, football's gone right now. But we do have the Final Four, actually, of the college football playoffs, the FCS stuff this weekend. But anybody who's paying attention right now, look, baseball's been a lot of fun this year. It's been a really energetic and electric start to the baseball season this year. And anybody who's paying attention to the National Hockey League over the last couple of nights, it's turned into Monday Night Raw. It's like a battle royal out there. And tonight, Sidney Crosby was getting into it. This evening, Sidney Crosby tried to use Philadelphia Flyers player's face as a Zamboni. I guess that's a good way of describing it. Do we have Andrew McInnes with us? Is McInnes ready to go? Wager talk? the puck expert. How you doing, Andrew?
Gabe, doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, did you see your boy Sidney Crosby tonight? And his thuggery, his goonery? I'm waiting for the Flyers to release a statement crying that they want him suspended and stuff. Now, listen, it wasn't as bad. Obviously, it wasn't as bad as Tom Wilson. I'm not comparing the two, but in a sense, if you saw what Crosby tried to do, it was the same thing, in a sense. It just wasn't as vicious, right? And Crosby wasn't bigger than the dude. So, but guys, like Crosby tried to slam Buddy face first down, except Buddy was able to, like, you know, defend himself a bit. And then Crosby got, like, doubly angry. And then you saw, tried to, like, push his face into the ice a couple of times. And listen, that's hockey. And that's what I'm saying. The playoffs are coming. The playoffs are going to be an all-out war. But let's start off with Tom Wilson. What did you think of the Tom Wilson? What do you think of Tom Wilson's antics last night? And then what did you think of a $5,000 fine and no suspension?
Well, I think first and foremost, it just goes to prove why hockey, why fighting belongs in hockey. And anybody that thinks it doesn't belong in it should just stop watching it and pretty much stop talking about it because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, that is proved why fighting belongs in hockey. The problem is, and I saw you tweet out the exact thing what I'm about to say, the problem is here, Tom Wilson is always Mr. Tough Guy against guys that don't want to go to the dance with him. That's the worst part about Tom Wilson. He's always the toughest guy when he's going up against guys that have never fought in their lives or, you know, in a scrum with guys that are, you know, 30 pounds less than him. And he takes it to a whole new level. But I think that the league enables it with these $5,000 fines. That's, you know, the equivalent of like $10 to the average person. And it doesn't really set much of an example. You know, I think that a lot of people right now are saying, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. The problem is the only guy that can really kick his butt is Ryan Reeves. I mean, that's the only real guy in the league that has had his number as far as fights go. I mean, let's be honest, Tom Wilson, as much as a grease bag he is, whatever word you want to call him, he's still pretty tough and he wins fights. He still wins fights. That's the problem, right? But it's going to be hell and back in tomorrow night's game. Can't wait to watch. I feel like the entire world will be watching that game. But that's my biggest problem I have, Gabe, is that he's the kind of guy that goes off on just like the younger players, but like guys like Panarin and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that those star players should get a pass by any means. And I don't think what Sidney Crosby did is anything to write home about and anything to be happy with. That's for sure. Especially, you know, people are saying he did a Tom Wilson, so to speak. But people don't realize Travis.
Well, the crazy thing is, the next night
he isn't the most friendly.
He did it the next night
either,
later.
Gabe. He's been known to be kind of greasy.
Yeah, but none of them are. That's the whole point. And whatever, Panarin shouldn't have been where he was. And I'm not defending Tom Wilson, but I'm just saying there's an overreaction to it. And or at least like from the modern hockey fan there is, and then someone in the media, right, only because it was New York, because of who was a Ranger and it happened at Madison Square Garden. But I will say this though, it was a scary moment with Panarin, right? And I would have, another thing is, this is where you have to wonder if the league, like, what's their motive? You just said it. Everyone's going to be paying attention to this game tomorrow. It's basically a meaningless game. The Rangers are done, right? So the Capitals aren't, but I'm not saying it's meaningless for the Cats, but now everyone's going to be paying attention. Everyone's going to be watching what happens. And you put the Rangers in a bad spot right now if you're the NHL. Like, this is where they don't understand hockey. And I get that George Parros does, but so what the hell are the Rangers supposed to do tomorrow? They have no choice. They have no choice but to do stuff right now. So why the hell wouldn't you suspend them for a game, bro? Just to avoid this and say, you know what? You guys
even
are playing each other again in 2 nights. Yeah. So you're playing. Exactly. You're playing each other in 2 nights. This is for the best. It's like witness protection. It's like, this is for the best and for everybody. Because you just, everyone knows, and Parros knows. It's almost, that's why I'm saying, what's your guys' motive at the head office? You guys want blood tomorrow? And then you're going to cry that you didn't like it? Because you said no choice. Like, no choice. If the Rangers don't retaliate tomorrow and get stupid and do something stupid, then they're a laughingstock. And
right.
And I totally get it. Like, you know, the thing is, though, and in the hockey code, you're right, McKenzie, you're totally right. You're supposed to only fight and pick on people that are fighters and the skill guys, you don't. And there's a certain process to it all. But that's why, and I can't believe I'm going to agree with Sean Avery, but he's agreeing with me. I tweeted it out before he even did his video. But the thing is, I said the same thing. What did I say this morning if you saw me on Twitter, guys? As McKenna's just stated, Tom Wilson is tough, and it's a problem. And it's going to be demoralizing if you run at him, then he beats you up and stuff, right? And then it's even worse.
Exactly, Gabe.
And then it's even worse.
Gabe,
that it's like, we just fought him. But then listen to me. This is the thing. Tom Wilson's a scumbag who doesn't care about hitting smaller people, right? And he doesn't care who you are. So Avery was right. It's very simple. You dump the puck into the corner, and I like what Avery said. I'll run through him like an effing bulldozer. And what did I say today? I said, you basically just fire a puck at the bench and hit someone in the face with a puck randomly. Like, you just tee it up, bro, from like 10, 15 feet away. And it's like, oops, sorry, I was trying to clear it. And everyone knows. And then they tell Wilson, listen, jackass, they're shooting pucks at us now, all right? Don't do that again. Like, they're shooting pucks, or they just killed our goalie. Don't ever do that again, what you did. Because what are you going to do to him? And so you're not going to get payback with him because no one's able to beat him up. So even if you like get a shot in on him, it's not worth it. So either you got to totally cheap shot him, like really cheap shot him, when he's not looking, just like really cheap shot him, which no one on the Rangers has the guts to do. And I said today, they should call up a bunch of goons from the minors. I'd be signing guys from the North. I'd be signing guys in Montreal right now from that league. I don't know why they call it the North American Hockey League when there's only teams in Quebec. But nevertheless, it's the craziest league in the world. Most fighters ever. And yes, they have so many fighters. Stephen Bossy came, was a hockey player, and went to the UFC after. Like, I'd sign Stephen Bossy and put him on ice tomorrow type thing. Like, I would, like, sign Tony Twist out of retirement. Like, I'm dead serious. I'd beat the living tar out of him tomorrow if I had to call in, like, mobsters from Queens. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm getting him. Like, I don't care if I have to sign a Gambino and put him in a Rangers jersey. Like, we're getting this guy tomorrow. But the NHL, you know this. And then I guess you want blood. You want blood. That's what it is. You want blood on your hands. Because, oh, there's going to be blood tomorrow. There's going to be blood. The Rangers don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. It's as simple as that. We'll get McKinnis's thoughts on this and more. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Sports info
is everywhere.
We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day.
This
is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
Yay! We thought so.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. I couldn't help but just think about a man that used to be a guest on our show in the old days when he was still in the league. Great stuff. I was lucky to get him, Andrew. Andrew McKinnis joining us for Wager Talk. But my cousin was a very good hockey player. He played at Eastern Michigan University, NCAA. But my cousin was a very good player. And he played when he was a kid in Montreal. He played on the same team as Peter Worrell. Remember Peter Worrell? So he played on the same team as Peter Worrell as a kid. And so then when I was a talk show host, I knew Peter Worrell, like in the NHL type thing. So I was lucky to know one of the toughest dudes in the NHL. And like I said, it's just, I get it. It's a different era, but it's not like guys didn't play hockey before, guys, right? And you said it best, Andrew, and as anyone that knows hockey, the problem is, like, they're supposed to police themselves, right? That's the whole thing. No one likes a snitch. And I hate to say it, but the Rangers are sort of coming across a little snitchish. It's sort of like, it's like if you're playing a game in a schoolyard, in the back of the school, and things start to get out of hand, you don't run to the principal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, they tackle you. It's getting rough. You know what I mean? No. I've told the story. It's a true story. I was playing in the NBA Hoop It Up, and I am a nut job, but I was playing in the NBA Hoop It Up. The NBA competition there. They go town to town. And played in it in like 3 years. But yeah. So, yeah, for us, it wasn't so much fun. Like, we're nut jobs. So, basically, we were playing like old school Knicks style, like street ball and stuff, right? And we were pretty aggressive. And I slapped this guy in the face pretty hard. And I didn't really mean to hit him, but I was playing recklessly type thing, right? I was playing recklessly. Like, I basically like swung recklessly at the ball type thing. And I hit the guy in the face. And he wasn't happy about it. All right. And he was a pretty big dude. And he was bigger than me. And he told me, I'm going to get you. Like, he said kind of like, I'm going to get you for this. And basically, when the ref wasn't looking, he just flat out punched me in the face. Right. He punched me in the face and he broke my nose. And I had blood gushing out everywhere, dude, and stuff. I didn't start crying. You know what I did? I gargled the blood like Alice Cooper or Ozzy Osbourne would. I sort of like gargled the blood in my mouth. I spit it on the ground and I said, let's ball. I didn't even complain. I said, let's ball. And I tell you what, the rest of the game, he was scared of me too because I was dripping blood everywhere. And this is in the old days. They didn't stop it until Keith Van Horn came in. It's a true story. It was another game though later in the day or the next day. We advanced, and we hired a ringer, this dude. He was basically a drug dealer from Baltimore. He played in on the streets in a project, and we paid him. We paid him like $100. We brought this dude in, except he freaking lost it, right? He lost it over a call, and he booted the ball he punted the ball, McInnes, like a football. Except, there's all those courts. They're all next to each other and stuff, right? So the ball, bounced through everyone's court and stuff. So everyone had to stop. And Keith Van Horn scolded us. Keith Van Horn was, like, the honorary NBA guy that was there. And Keith Van Horn's like, I've been in, whatever, every city. I've been in so many turns. He goes, you guys are the worst sportsmen, the worst. You're everything this tournament doesn't stand for and stuff. And he's chewing us out, bro. And he's like, they're like, we're going to kick you guys out of the tournament. And I'm like, sorry. I'm like, sorry, man. Sorry, Keith. Sorry. And without missing a beat, man, another dude, my buddy, says to Keith Van Horn, word of no lie, he says to him, he goes, you were pretty good at Utah, but he goes, you're kind of a bust in the NBA. He mouse off to Keith Van Horn. Keith Van Horn's like, F you guys. He walked away and stuff. We made it to the final, but we lost. We lost in the final. I can talk for like 18 hours, dude, about stories. Like, every game I played in the NBA Hoop It Up, there was an incident, a fight, an ejection. Something happened. Like, I got my life threatened, bro. Like, I had a dude, like, really tell me. Like, basically, like, I tripped a dude, and he was big. And he told me, he goes, I'm going to see you on the street one day, and I'm going to get you. He goes, the only reason I can't get you is because there's too many people here. And and I knew he was serious. And about, like, 3 weeks later, I was bouncing a basketball, and I walked into a playground courtyard, and lo and behold, he was there, man. He was there. And I was like, I could pull a Rangers or I could whatever. So I was like, well, I was like, I'm not going to run because, like, he's already seen me. I was like, I'm not going to be known as the dude that, like, you know, was a big, like, dickhead during the tournament and then, like, ran in real life. So, like, he didn't do anything. He mouthed off a bit. He sort of finger poked me a few times and pushed me a bit. But, like, he didn't, like, it's like, I'm telling you, I can go on. But it gets my competitive juice. Like, I don't know. I got to tell you, you haven't seen me tweet so much about hockey. Like, I got excited watching this stuff. I like to see the passion. And I notice, look, the Capitals, good team. Flyers suck. You look at the Penguins tonight, same thing. Like, you look like Tom Wilson, Sidney Crosby. These guys, they're just getting their playoff game ready here, bro. And I got to tell you, McInnes, can you imagine what a war the playoffs are going to be, bro? They're going to murder each other. They're going to murder each other in the first two rounds of this playoffs. The final four, it's literally going to be, guys, like, we can throw out the handicapping, guys. The final four comes down to, really, who gets effed up the less, bro, in the playoffs, McInnes? Because I got a feeling it's going to be hostile this year in the playoffs.
Definitely, man. I mean, these teams played each other so many times. They have those small divisions. I've been saying this for years, but more importantly ever, this year, my three keys to a successful playoff team: physicality, depth, and goaltending. And that physicality, key is going to be bigger than ever this year. And the depth is going to be huge, too, because those top guys, they're going to be getting banged up all game, and they're going to need some of those, third liners to show up. But you mentioned something in the last segment, Gabe, about, firing a puck into the bench. And, look, I wanted to expand on that because I think a lot of people don't realize, maybe a lot of casual hockey fans might not realize this, but it's the great point that you made. It's not all about going after Tom Wilson, right? That's the biggest thing. You know, if I'm Alexander Ovechkin right now, or if I'm Backstrom on this team, I'm thinking to myself, holy, you know what? Because, Tom Wilson right now is setting up a target on their back. You're right. Tom Wilson, and I said it before, he is a tough guy, but we have to understand Anthony Mantha is on that team. Daniel Sprong is on that team. Connor Sheary is on that team. Those are the guys. The New York Rangers will be going after. Forget about dumping the puck in the corner and running Wilson. Dump the puck in the corner, and when Daniel Sprong turns the corner, run him from behind. And obviously, this isn't me saying it personally, but that's what's going to happen. And so the biggest thing that I always say, Gabe, and I had an issue with something last week with the whole Simmons fight, which blew up all over hockey media. And I'm not sure if you'll share the same opinion as me, but the biggest thing is they don't handle it right away, right? Now we have to wait two games later. That issue wasn't handled last game. Now the animosity builds up and everything happens. And that's the thing people don't realize, is that it's not Wilson. Stop talking about Wilson being the guy that everyone goes after. They're going to go after the guy that's least expects it. That's old-time hockey. We're not going to go after your top fighter. We're going to go after the most skilled player on your team, and he's going to get hurt because you made a dangerous play last game. And that's what happened. That's why Wayne Simmons had that fight. When Alex Edler took out Zach Hyman knee on knee, that's why Wayne Simmons dropped the mitts the next game, right? Everybody was talking about it. It's the code. Alex Edler knew he had to fight. But, Gabe, that was 77 career fights to zero. So my take on that was that should have been handled that previous game, but Edler was kicked out of the game, so they couldn't do it. But personally, I think somebody else in around Edler's weight class could have done it. But the whole point of why Wayne Simmons was out there is to prove we are tougher than you and you guys can't mess with us. But the Rangers can't do that to Wilson. So they're going to have to take it out on somebody else.
They won't. They won't, because then they're going to lose their moral high ground. Right? And how, that's the whole thing. How are they going to do something crazy when they're writing the league complaining about wanting the head of discipline to be removed? It was a scary moment. Like, you can't, there's no disputing it. It was a scary moment. Like, in hindsight, like, when you look at it, it's like, wow, yeah. Like, that, he could have died. Like, that's the whole thing. He could have died. And I'm
on both sides. They have no one that can fight Wilson. They have nobody that can fight Wilson. I'm not saying they're going to go out there and hurt somebody, but they have nobody. Wilson will win in the fight.
Well, all they have to do, as you stated, like, you run the goalie, you cheap shot someone else, as you stated. But then, you know, it's not like the Capitals aren't going to come back right after and respond to that once you do that to them. Bring it.
24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
with the sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game, and then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
The late night anger management class. Listen, we can go on and on and on about this stuff. And we just like talking about people getting punched in the face. But one thing we'll say about Panarin as well is, it was a scary moment. He could have died. I get it and all that. And I would have suspended Wilson just because of that. And for everyone else, and just sort of a, you know, and to avoid a war tomorrow night at the Garden and stuff. But if you look at the play, if you look at what happened, and everything happens fast and stuff, but I think it's number 57. I think it was Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk grabbed Panarin, bro. All right? Like, he grabbed him. And basically, like, I'm not going to do anything to you, grabbed him. You know what I mean? Like, there is a code. Wilson's a nut job. So, like, if you're Panarin, what the hell do you go after the one nut job for? Like, you basically jumped on him, right? Like, you know what I mean? And it ended poorly, but Wilson's not going to. And number one, Wilson doesn't even have time to really realize who it is. Number two, Tom Wilson's a psychopath. All right, and am I getting, is that offensive? I'm like the dude today in the soccer. All right, it was the Tom Wilson temperament. Tom Wilson temperament. He's a nut job. He doesn't care who it is. So I don't know. Like I'm saying, I'm not blaming the victim here in a sense, but, you know, in a way, it was very stupid of Panarin to be around. Like, he didn't have to be where he was. It wasn't like Wilson went out of his way to kill him. Like, you walked into it. Like, you know what I mean? You walked right into, like, the wrong place at the wrong time, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you're not defending the guy that did it. But at the end of the day, you also put yourself in a certain situation, and it was definitely against the wrong guy. So, yeah, can't argue that, Gabe, at all. I think that's, again, what's important about picking your battles and knowing when to walk away, when to skate away, and emotions get the best of them. I think it's important also what you mentioned, the fact that how does Tom Wilson in the moment know who it is, right? You're emotional. You just want to get whoever the heck jumped on you.
Hey, I didn't like the, I don't know, who was that goon? Who was that big goon move on the Toronto Maple Leafs? Vicious slash. Do you see that? Was it Brody? I don't know. Yeah, it was someone. I retweeted the video out. We talked about it last night on the show. Missed by the referees. That's something that should be, that should have been looked at. That should have been looked at, actually, by the league after the fact. But, as we were stating, it's the playoffs coming up right now. And don't forget, all these teams have played each other a lot. All right? More than they normally would have. So, you know, like the Canadians and the Leafs are playing each other 10 times this year. So imagine they play in the playoffs 10 times. Then that's another, let's say they go another 7 games. Imagine getting to the end of that after 17 games. Imagine how many like things that have happened that there's payback for. You know what I mean? Like, it's just sort of like it's going to culminate. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard for teams to survive. Like the first round is going to be a bloody war. And then the second round is going to be even crazier because whoever ends up playing each other in this stuff, they're going to hate each other. Like, what are the playoff matchups? They're going to hate each other. Like, the Leafs and the Canadiens will be a battle. They're not the most physical team. The Canadiens aren't, but it's, you know, it'll still be dirty. It's going to be chippy and stuff. The Jets and the Oilers will be a war from hell. And then imagine after to get out of that, like, whoever, you know, like, basically, let's say it's the Jets versus, like, the Leafs. The Jets are going to try to murder the Leaf players to get to the semifinals. I can't wait. We got to bring this on. But I'm telling you guys, it's just going to be survival of the fittest. But you're Captain Montreal Canadiens, McInnes. Big homer, even though you don't live there. But are you buying into the Cole Caulfield hype?
It's hard not to, right? I mean, only overtime goals so far, but two pretty big ones. We needed a finisher. We needed a guy to score in big moments. I'm the kind of guy that gives credit to the guy that makes the pass or the guy that does that hit that starts the play. That's the kind of guy I've always been. That's kind of the way I am when I coach and when I play. I got to give credit to Petrie as well. I mean, if it wasn't for Petrie on those back-to-back games, setting him up with those great plays, he's not scoring those goals. So great finishes by Caulfield. He's been a great addition. I wish we could have had him sooner. But Jeff Petrie, great passes from him. And I think nobody notices that stuff. Nobody talks about the pass. People talk about the finish. But great pass there by Petrie. Gabe, I got to rage real quick about something, and I don't want to take too long on it. But that's my point I wanted to make about the stuff that the Maple Leafs do, those slashes and stuff like that. And I promise you this isn't anything against the Maple Leafs. But I want to ask you,
oh, it's
I got
all right.
on Twitter with some people about this.
You can rip them.
The Wayne Simmons fight. The Wayne Simmons fight last week, though, Gabe. Okay, so Alex Edler, like I said, he's a big dude. He's like my height. He's like 6'4", 6'5", a lot of weight on him. But he had zero career fights, Gabe. Okay, Wayne Simmons had 77 career fights. Alex Edler, he answered the bell the second he saw Simmons skate up to him, dropped the gloves. He looked clueless. He had no idea what he was doing out there. It's embarrassing. It's dangerous. He could have been seriously injured. And all of my hockey buddies and everybody I know in the hockey media world, they're saying, that's how it goes. That's the code. That's how hockey works. Now the feud is settled. Tell me that's not dangerous, Gabe. A guy that has zero career fights going up against Wayne Simmons because he has to answer the bell. In my, you know, respectful opinion, I think somebody else should be the one to go out there that's maybe a little bit more in his weight class that doesn't have 77 fights. But the problem is that you have to go out there and send your toughest guy. Let me ask
who
you
the
this,
hell
though.
Is Edler?
Say,
like, if he doesn't deserve a free pass.
But Gabe, if Mitch Marner or Austin Matthews or even some other guy that's not a fighter on the Leafs run someone from behind, do you think they're squaring up against the toughest player on the opposition? And the answer is no. I guarantee you, if someone like Zach Hyman hit Mikko Rantanen from behind, he's not fighting Liam O'Brien the next night. I can guarantee you that. So what I hate about it, my rage, is that it's always circumstantial. It's different every time. You got to stick up for your teammates. It's the right move, and you got to intimidate them and set your toughness. But I hate how it's always circumstantial.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, like, why is it, like, people are like, oh, poor Panarin. Oh, poor kid, poor this. Oh, you can't touch him. Why not? Like, who the hell is he? You know what I mean? Is he some, like, golden superstar? Like, you know, like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, he gets a free pass? And it's the same thing. Like, I could just imagine if somebody just murdered Connor McDavid. McDavid's a tough kid, though, so he's hard to get. But let's say someone just, like, seriously murdered, like, Austin Matthews. They would cry about it, right? Like they, you know, oh, that's not the game and stuff like that. That's not hockey. But these guys want to make millions of dollars scoring goals and then taunting goalies after and celebrating in front of everyone, right? They want it both ways. That's the thing with today's hockey. They want it both ways. They you know what I mean? They want to make money. They want to score, you know, 39 goals. They want to get 100 points. They want to, you know, celebrate. And they want to make 12 million bucks a year. But they also don't want to then get smacked in the face for it, too. Right? It goes both ways. And the thing is, like, look at Sidney Crosby. I don't see Sidney Crosby getting a free pass. Every jackass in the NHL runs at Crosby every night. Everyone's going to Crosby. And Crosby's, like, rolling around. Like, the guy's, like, he wrestles like Brock Lesnar at this point. Like, Crosby spent more time on a wrestling mat than Brock Lesnar. I'm dead serious. Like, Crosby, half his career is him on wrestling people. Right? Like, why is that? So why would Panarin be untouchable, but Crosby is fair game? Why? Because Crosby's tougher? Like, that's the whole thing. So, like, is Tom Wilson supposed to, like, tone it down for everybody? You know what I mean?
Right.
Is Wayne Simmons supposed to, like, not, like, because Wayne Simmons has been in the league a long time and actually knows the code of the NHL? Is he supposed to not fight someone because the other guy's a wuss that's never fought before? Right? Like, it's one of those, you know, it's just, it is what it is. It's changing the game. It's changing the game. Eventually, 10, 15 years from now, none of this will happen. It'll just be skating and 4-on-4 and regulation and crap like that. Like, that's what I think. But listen, what about the much?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry. Sorry about that, Gabe. I was just gonna say my issue is not that, it's more so what if McDavid ran someone from behind? That's what I'm saying, right? Then what happens then? Does he answer the bell, or what if a mediocre player ran someone from behind?
Yes.
Does he answer the bell? That's all I'm saying, because I know that you're familiar with
whoever
the
does
I'm talking about,
whoever does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you do something.
There's only, like, one fighter on each team. There's only, like, one fighter on each team now. So that had to wait until the next game because Edler got kicked out of the game. But my whole point is that I guarantee if someone got run from behind on a second line, most second line players won't stick up for their teammates and drop the gloves these days. They'll wait for that fourth liner to come out and fight the guy that made that hit. That's the whole point I was trying to make. I took a long while to get there, but that's my whole point, is that if you and I, Gabe, were on the second line and somebody hit you, I'm going to stick up for you and drop the gloves and not wait for the fourth liner to come out in 5 minutes and get the job done for us.
Yeah, but that's what the Leafs, that's why they brought Wayne Simmons in to do. Like, that's his job, right? Like, you know what I mean? That's you know, I get it, but like you said, every situation is different. But and listen, and Wayne Simmons could have murdered him if he wanted to. He didn't. You know what I mean? Like, it could have been much worse.
Absolutely.
Right? Like that's the whole thing. Like, these guys, everyone in the modern NHL, they want to chirp, they want to slash, they want to cheap shot you in the corner. And then they're going to get shocked when something happens after the fact. You know, they shouldn't be, but I guess it's the modern NHL. But nevertheless, yeah, your point was very long-winded, McInnes. Like, I got to say.
Hey, I own up to it. I own up to it, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of, I don't know, you're hanging out with Babano or something. Listen, you're the one that's up in the middle of the night, so we appreciate it. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like 5 in the morning where you are right now or something, so we do appreciate it. So the Montreal Canadiens against the Ottawa Senators. Canadiens, right now, a little bit of a roll. And, you know, listen, the Canadiens, we always said this, and we were talking about that soccer stuff earlier. It's not a coincidence, guys. Like, in Montreal, Quebec, okay? Like, marriage rate is incredibly low. It's one of, like, the lowest in North America. All right? Birth rate, incredibly low. People don't really have a lot of babies in Quebec. All right? They don't get married in Quebec. Why is that? They're crazy. All right? They're crazy. They love you. They hate you. They break up. They're not in a long-term commitment. And it's the same thing with Canadian fans. But right now, they're hot to trot. And there's positivity around the team. All right, we'll wrap up with McInnes on the other side.
Expert perspectives and actionable insights 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
It's the Winning Edge.
What are you going to do? Not listen?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To win, you need a strategy.
A plan.
You've come to the right place. We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information to give you
the winning edge.
I mean, we're not just doing this for our health.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. All right, McInnes threw us for a loop there. And I was just saying right now, and I just told people in the chat here, see, the Leafs are built the right way. That's another thing is you got to know your role. That's the whole point. You got to know your role. Like, let's say Mitch Marner's standing there and somebody drills somebody like or Austin Matthews. It's not Austin Matthews' job to punch someone in the face after. Like, I get you mean the whole stand up for your teammate thing? But there's designated roles for this stuff, man, right? Like, I would be pissed off. Like, if I was the Leafs, I would be irate, bro. Like, I'd be irate. Like, imagine Mitch Marner broke his hand. I'd say, kid, what the hell are you doing? I said, the only thing you should be fighting is opening up a bottle of beer after the game, all right? Like, what are you doing, right? And I'd say, dude, we've got people that handle this, all right? It's not you. All right, you get paid to score. Like, that's the whole thing. But teams aren't built like that. That's why I think the Leafs are, they have a little bit better chance this year. They're not playing around, bro. Right? When they get to the playoffs, you're not going to push these guys around. They've got a lot of tough guys and grinders on this team now.
I mean, you know, my whole point mostly was not that at all. It was actually, what if Marner made the hit, or what if Matthews was the one that made the greasy hit? And my whole point is that everyone in the group chat now is, or the live chat on YouTube is saying how built they are for the playoffs.
Well, what do you mean? They get beat up after. Guys. What's so hard about this? Like, if it's them, what do you mean? What if it's them? Then they get hit after. Like, that's like, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. But like that, will they answer the bell? No. My whole point is, Gabe, in the playoffs, how many minutes will Simmons get? Right? How much will he actually be out there? Everyone's saying how built they are for the
minutes?
Playoffs. You need guys that are going to be on the ice that are tough. You need guys that are going to be there that are tough.
You just, I don't know. I don't get your point, to be honest, after all this. But hold on a second. We'll get you out in like 2 minutes. But you just said it yourself. You have a bunch of small guys. You're worn out after the first round.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Sports Grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.